Hey, everybody, it's Election Day. We have live instant commentary and results. Things are changing very quickly. Thank you for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Enjoy our Election Day commentary. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
It's no secret that precious metals protect investors in times of uncertainty. If you already don't have a little silver or gold in the safe, research it. Precious metals have proven to be a rock-solid logical play in the modern-day IRA, so much so that a new problem has arisen. The gold market has become so crowded with too many inexperienced dealers. How do you know who you can trust? Here's one tip. Stay away from any gold dealer luring you into an extravagant welcome gift that usually translates into hidden high fees. Friends of the Charlie Kirk Show, Noble Gold, offer you a welcome token with no strings. You'll receive a gorgeous 1/10 of an ounce American gold coin with any qualified new account. Noble Gold's business model is set to keep you in mind. They keep fees at an industry low level, provide excellent ROI. Call them now and mention my name, Charlie Kirk, so you can have fun with this offer. Learn how to play it safe and smart with your finances. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Hello, everybody. Happy Election Day. We have been talking about this day for, feels like years. Ever since the midterm elections, it seems as if this day has been circled on all of our calendars. We have been obsessing about who the candidates might be, what the polling is telling us. Where's the enthusiasm? Is it possible? Will Trump be impeached? Will he be removed from office? Special counsel Mueller. And despite all of the attempts by the arsonist left, President Trump is still here. In mid-July, July 15th, 2020, Quinnipiac poll, July 15th, 2020, Biden widens lead over Trump to 15 points in presidential race. Trump job approval drops to 36%. So in late June, our leadership team at Turning Point Action and our team here at the Charlie Kirk Show podcast and radio program, we met and we saw these numbers for President Trump, and they weren't good. It was the midst of a very tough summer when it came to the lockdowns and the Chinese coronavirus. A lot of economic suffering was happening across the country. Every single professional political pundit was saying President Donald Trump has no chance of winning re-election. NBC News, in mid-July, Trump's re-election is approaching the danger zone, polls show. And we met with our team in late June. And not being part of the campaign, we can make our own decisions and we are self-motivated and we raise our own money and we come up with our own strategy. And we had to make a decision. What were we going to do to try to get President Trump within striking distance? What were we going to do to try and get President Trump back within the margin of error? You might remember August came around and the activist media was calling for more shutdowns and more lockdowns. The president had a phenomenal Republican National Convention where the Democrats had an awful convention. I was honored to speak at that. All throughout September, the polls continued to show a massive gap between President Trump and Joe Biden. The Atlantic story, the Goldberg story, the relentless coverage from the media trying to bring down President Trump's numbers. And going back to late June, our team made a decision that no one was going to outwork us when it came to youth outreach, when it came to the message that we wanted to bring to the American people. So since July 1st, I have been to 26 states, given well over 100 speeches on campuses and churches, in barns, in fields, next to rivers, airport hangars, you name it, we've been there. Whether it be the rolling hills of North Carolina, the frigid temperatures of western Minnesota, the mountains of Montana, the coast of California, to the Lobstermen of Maine. I gave a speech out there too in Bangor, Maine. You name it, we've been there since July 1st with one unified message. We live in a great country. We should be thankful we live in this country. We have an amazing president who's defending this gift that we have been given. It's time for us to start defending him. We've done over 110 podcasts. Probably even more, actually. That's the number we pulled since July 1st. Averaging at minimum two podcasts a day, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. And we've been doing over three a day in just the last week. I have given and we have conducted over 215 interviews. Turning Point Action has knocked on over 250,000 doors through Students for Trump. We have sent out over 10 million peer-to-peer GOTV text messages in key battleground states, and that's going to make a difference, trust me. We have successfully launched over 350 Students for Trump chapters across the country. And that does not count all of the surrogate work, the influencer work, the incredible creative videos that we have been distributing on the social media landscape. And so where was President Trump in late June when we had that leadership meeting? And I could tell you, it was tempting just to want to give up. I really believe that the left was betting on a conservative surrender. The left was betting on us just throwing up our hands in early July and saying, there's no way that we are going to be able to launch a comeback down 15 points. And as I am doing this program to you right now, President Donald Trump is within the margin of error in every single state that he needs to win the presidency. Every single state. The Real Clear Politics average has Donald Trump down 2.3 points in the blended polls of the battleground states. In 2016, President Donald Trump overperformed the Real Clear Politics average by 2.8 points. So if President Trump does slightly worse than he did in the blended polling, overperforming this time, he wins four more years in the White House. All of the enthusiasm, all the energy, all of the closing speed that it takes to win is on the president's side. So how did we get here? Let's go back in time a little bit to when President Trump first ran for office. When he originally ran for office, he was ignored and he was mocked. His message, when he first came down that golden escalator, is identical to the message that I heard last evening in Grand Rapids, Michigan at 2:15 in the morning. We finally wrapped up there, where I saw 30,000 plus people. It might have been 25,000, but tens of thousands of people in 31 degree weather with 15 mile an hour to 20 mile an hour winds on their feet for 5 to 6 hours, listening to a president say exactly what he said when he first came into the political scene 5 years ago. Haven't we always wanted politicians that are consistent? The president said last evening in the frigid temperatures of the last ever Make America Great Again rally, I ran for president because I saw the bad trade deals, the foolish immigration policies, China ripping us off, and the need for someone to come in and disrupt and fight for you. For the first time in American history, or I should say modern American political history, there has been a candidate that has been unafraid to challenge the status quo in both political parties. And being there last evening in Grand Rapids, as President Trump wrapped up his incredibly ambitious campaign, where he has done dozens of rallies in the last couple weeks, it struck me that the people that were there last evening in Grand Rapids, Michigan, the reason they stood there for 5, 6, 7, some of them 10 or 12 hours, is they finally felt part of something where they could reclaim their government. You see, for years, people were wrongly convinced that their government was so corrupt, so distant, so out of touch, that no matter what they did, they would never be able to reclaim their government. The Biden family, the Clinton family, the Bush family, I don't have a voice. But President Donald Trump has given every single one of those middle-class workers, every single one of those incredible American patriots of faith that love liberty, he's given them hope that our government can actually be won of and by the people. And boy, has this president been through historic opposition. Imagine what he could have gotten done without this opposition. And I want to go through just kind of some of the top memories of the Trump administration, because I think we don't talk about it enough on here on Election Day. Let me tell you about Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers began with the standard of bringing top quality, 100% American-born, raised and harvested meat to families across America. This vision was instilled into them from their grandparents that owned community grocery stores and believed in trust, charity, and family values. GoodRanchers.com partners directly with only American ranchers from across the United States to bring the highest quality meat straight to your door. GoodRanchers.com. Get 100% American-raised beef right to your door. Beef the way it used to be. Get America's best grass-fed beef, finished beef delivered straight to your door. Don't forget that shipping is always free and the taste is always delicious. GoodRanchers.com, 100% American beef, chicken, and more. Support American ranchers and support the American economy. Get 100% American-born, raised, and harvested beef and chicken delivered straight to your door. Visit GoodRanchers.com to find the perfect package for your family. Get the good stuff with Good Ranchers. T-bones, ribeyes, fillets, and more. Don't forget, home delivery is always free. GoodRanchers.com delivers your favorite meals right to your door. Go to GoodRanchers.com to view all their American beef and chicken packages. Use the promo code Charlie to save $20 off your purchase. That's GoodRanchers.com right now and use the promo code Charlie and save $20 off for a limited time only. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Charlie. If we show up today, we win. It's that simple. If patriots show up today and vote, we win. Right now in the battleground state of Arizona, on Election Day in Maricopa County, voting is about 3-1 Republican. Here's the breakdown. Total, there's been 41,604 Republican ballots cast, 20,000 Democrat ballots cast, and about 13,000 independent or non-party affiliated. In Fountain Hills, Arizona, a heavy Republican area, they just ran out of ink in their machines. Now, that's not fraud. It's just showing that the massive turnout for Republicans in Maricopa County is just starting, and it's only about 10:30 in the morning in Maricopa County. We are seeing long lines in rural Pennsylvania, in rural Wisconsin, in rural Michigan, in rural Minnesota. In Republican strongholds, we are seeing record turnout after they had record early voting. We are seeing in Florida, Republicans are gaining about 40,000 votes an hour. And this is just pure Democrat versus Republican registered voters. This is not actual vote counts. There's a lot of reason to believe that we are picking up more Democrats than the Democrats are picking up Republicans. So we are seeing lines where we need them. And in Democrat strongholds, they are not seeing long lines at all whatsoever. In downtown Philadelphia, in downtown Milwaukee, they are not seeing the turnout that they need today. In Palm Beach County, 84,238 voters have cast a ballot today. The total turnout with early voting and vote by mail is 69%. Democrats, 22,845. Republicans, 37,449. In rural Michigan, just an hour north of Detroit at 11 a.m., people are saying they have never seen turnout like this. There are lines around the corner to go vote. And these areas are going to vote 85-90% for President Trump. We are going to see smashing and record turnout on Election Day, which does nothing but benefits President Trump. A CBS News poll shows that 69% of people that are voting today will support President Trump, 69%. If you're watching this right now, or you're listening to us on a radio station across the country, can you get one other person to go vote today? Do your part to get one other person Right now, as we are doing this program, Florida has just reached 100% of total 2016 turnout. I never want to hear Democrats ever say again that Republicans are trying to suppress voters. This is nonsense. If President Trump wins tonight, which he can, and he should, just based on the differences between the candidates, he will have won with the highest turnout ever of any election in American history. Campus voting is down and rural voting is up. The question is, where will suburban voters go? Will President Donald Trump be able to close the gap with suburban voters, or will it be a suburban surge for Joe Biden? We don't know, and we won't know based on exit polling. We'll only know when the voting actually gets counted tonight. But every single leading indicator that is positive for the president is what I'm seeing this morning. I went to sleep probably around 3:30 last evening, right after the Trump rally, and I just couldn't sleep because I was poring over the data. And I said, by the time I wake up, if we are not seeing long lines in Republican areas, and if we are seeing long lines in Democrat areas, we're not going to have a good chance. We are seeing the longest lines, and we need to sustain that, everybody. Send out texts, make phone calls. We have to sustain this surge today. Every single one of your votes matter. Every single one. Arizona is looking better and better. It's still mid-morning in Arizona, and there is a phenomenal surge of voting happening in Arizona. Get your friends to go vote in Arizona and make sure they go vote for President Trump, because we need every single vote we could possibly get in Arizona. And all of my sources in Arizona feel very, very good about where it's trending. So Joe Biden, that $100 million you spent in Arizona, complete waste of time. It looks like this entire race is going to come down to Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. So obviously Pittsburgh and Philadelphia are in Pennsylvania, but it looks like it's going to come down to the massive gem of the Keystone State. How's that state actually trending? We're going to dive into that and so much more. I want you to email me right now, freedom@charliekirk.com, what you're seeing, what you're hearing on the ground, and if there's any problems that you guys have voting today, freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to hear from you. Top Resume is the world's premier resume writing service. They do a great job, and they write and analyze more than 4 million resumes and LinkedIn profiles every year. If there's any uncertainty, here's one thing that you guys have to understand, that 75% of job applications are rejected before they even are seen by human eyes. The resume black hole is not a myth, and it's all too common for job seekers who send out dozens of applications and never receive a single response. Ultimately, though, the right resume should be gaining you some traction and calls from recruiters. No one likes looking for a job, plain and simple. It's time-consuming, frustrating, and largely out of your control. However, the most important piece of the puzzle, your resume, is entirely in your control. Are you fully confident in the resume that you've been using to apply? You can't afford to doubt its effectiveness. Get an expert opinion on your resume that might make the difference between getting a job and getting rejected. Job seekers use Top Resume. They are interviewed 2 or 3 times more often than those that use self-written resumes. So go to topresume.com/Kirk to get a free resume review. That's topresume.com/Kirk. Upload your resume today and let their team of experts give you free advice on how to make it stronger. That's topresume.com/Kirk, topresume.com/Kirk. We are getting incredible amounts of emails. I want to read a couple here. We have a lot of listeners and viewers in Pennsylvania. It's awesome. I'm going to keep the sender of this email anonymous, but I love this one. Hey, Charlie, I'm a Union Tile guy in Philadelphia. I have 22 guys on my crew. 3 are voting for the big man, and the rest of us are voting for Trump. Can't wait to get home and vote. I'm not going to say your name on the broadcast, but make sure no matter how long the lines are, you go and vote. And that's Union Tile guy in downtown Philadelphia. That should be a Biden stronghold. We are getting emails across the country and intel reports that there are record long lines in Republican precincts and breezy, no lines at all in Democrat precincts. And look, they're going to try any sort of shenanigans. They're going to try to assemble a GOTV operation on the day of the election. But for anyone that's watching this, especially in a battleground state, if you're in Florida, if you're in North Carolina, if you're in Pennsylvania, if you're in Ohio, if you're in Michigan, this election, based on all the data that we've been compiling, might come down to a couple thousand votes. And what if you're able to bring a couple people to the polls? That can play a massive, massive role. We are going to go through some of the closest elections in American history. They're going to stun you when you hear some of these numbers of how close consequential elections actually can be. President Trump's rallies have been remarkable. They have been a political phenomenon unlike anything we will ever see again. Tucker Carlson, who is nothing more than a modern day poet, he's phenomenal, had one of the greatest opening monologues I've ever seen in television last evening. And Tucker has been very fair in his coverage of President Trump. Sometimes he's critical. Sometimes he's very positive. He was very positive last evening, but more about why are people showing up the way they are for President Trump. Let's play cut one. Tucker Carlson with one of the best pieces of television I've seen this entire news cycle. Play cut one.
Butler's like a lot of places you'll find in this country once you head inland from the coasts. It's a former industrial town. They made Pullman rail cars there for many years. But it's been losing population for decades. There's still a lot of nice people in Butler. For 60 grand, you can buy a decent house there. It's a place you might be happy in. But our professional class is not impressed by Butler. They don't consider Butler, Pennsylvania, or places like it, the future. To them, places like Butler are embarrassing relics of a past best forgotten. The men of Butler may have built this country, and they did, but they mean nothing to our leaders now. You can be certain of that because when large numbers of people in Butler started killing themselves with narcotics, no one in Washington or New York or Los Angeles said a word about it. And so it continued. There have now been so many opioid deaths in Butler that a few years ago, residents built an overdose memorial in the middle of town.
Tucker continues by saying Trump supporters have been socially hurt for supporting the president, and they still show up to support him. Look at that picture for those of you on the live stream. This would be a turnout if the Pope went to Butler, Pennsylvania. What's going on here? Play cut two.
Why? They must have known that Donald Trump is the most evil man who's ever lived. They've heard that every day for 5 years. They know that people who support Donald Trump are also evil. They're bigots, they're morons, they're racist cult members. They know that Americans have been fired from their jobs for supporting Donald Trump. Not to mention kicked off social media, belittled by their kids' teachers, shunned by decent society. Only losers and freaks support Donald Trump. People in Butler knew all of that. But on Saturday, they went to the Donald Trump rally anyway.
And why is that? It's because no matter how much propaganda the activist media has thrown at President Trump, they fail to actually understand what he represents. For forgotten America, he's all they have. He's the only person that has addressed some of the underlying and, yes, systemic issues that have hurt the traditional working class in our country. What are those? It's foolish and reckless immigration policies, nonsensical corporate pandering, the surrender to China. Tucker continues by saying in cut three, the professional class in this country has no respect for hardworking people in small towns. And if this story ends the way it should, working people are going to continue to show up today in record numbers and show the professional class they still have a voice. Play cut three.
Millions of Americans sincerely love Donald Trump. They love him in spite of everything they've heard. They love him often in spite of himself. They're not deluded. They know exactly who Trump is. They love him anyway. They love Donald Trump because no one else loves them. The country they built, the country their ancestors fought for over hundreds of years, has left them to die in their unfashionable little towns, mocked and despised by the sneering halfwits with finance degrees but no actual skills who seem to run everything all of a sudden. Whatever Donald Trump's faults, he is better than the rest of the people in charge. At least he doesn't hate them for their weakness.
And the professional ruling class is wondering, why are all these people so angry at us? Well, we're angry at you, and working people in small town America are angry at you because you had no concern whatsoever for the well-being for the towns and the communities that actually built this country, that served in the wars, that built the aircraft carriers, that manufactured our goods. And what did the professional ruling class do? They deindustrialized our country to maximize their corporate profit margins while opening our borders nonsensically, negotiating trade deals that crushed towns like Butler, Pennsylvania, and Traverse City, Michigan. And then they went around asking for people to continue to vote for them and support them. And President Donald Trump has greater support now than he did in 2016 because he actually did something about it. He ran as a candidate criticizing NAFTA. He has renegotiated NAFTA. He ran as a candidate saying that our immigration policies are rigged to bring down wages. There's a moratorium for new immigrants into our country right now, which will bring up wages for workers in our country and in Butler, Pennsylvania, and in Western Pennsylvania, and in Hubbard, Ohio, Mahoning County, Macomb County, Michigan. And so the ruling class has done everything they possibly can to not just suppress President Trump, but suppress you. And right now, as I am doing this broadcast, the Republic, the future of the Republic is being decided. Think about that. As I'm sitting here right now, and I'm going through all the data of who's actually showing up and where the lines are long. And we're doing very, very well in Arizona, by the way. We are crushing it in Florida. The lines in Pennsylvania are unlike anything people have ever seen before. But as we are doing this broadcast, the future of America is being decided. If the ruling class had their way, the professional corporate class, they would get away with elections. They would dismiss them. They are annoyances. They don't want to have to deal with the 30,000 people that were there last evening in Grand Rapids, Michigan, or the 15,000 people in Traverse City, or the 20,000 people in Kenosha, or the 25,000 people in Scranton, Pennsylvania, or the 30,000 people in Opa-locka, Miami, Florida. For the rulers of our country, they consider all of this to be theater. You go tell the people one thing, you go raise a bunch of money from Wall Street bankers, you run a bunch of ads, you pander to the corporate elite. You do none of what you actually said you were going to do in D.C. Your kids get taken care of when they sit on foreign corporate boards. You go declare wars against countries that most of Americans have no concern over whatsoever. Then you ask for re-election because they say, look how bad the other side is. And President Donald Trump is the first candidate that actually has people going to go vote for him on the Republican side since Ronald Reagan. The Republican sales pitch post Ronald Reagan is vote for me because of how bad they are. That's what H.W. Bush did in 1988. So H.W. Bush did again in 1992. That's what we tried to do in 96. W. Bush did it in 2000 against Al Gore. He did it against John Kerry in 04. McCain failed miserably to do it in 08. Mitt Romney tried it in 2012. And President Donald Trump says, no. We're gonna try something different. I think it's a problem that we've shut down our factories. I think it's a problem that people of faith are being recklessly suppressed. We are getting numbers in real time. Florida Republicans are showing up in record numbers. Republicans are gaining about 40,000 votes an hour. That's just registered Republican versus Democrat. We don't know how independents are voting. I am a registered voter in Florida, and I'm actually registered as an NPA, a non-party affiliate, which is an independent. I do that intentionally to see who actually is going to reach out to me in the voter file, who's actually doing a better job of communication and outreach. And also, I think that parties should have to earn the affiliation. And so we don't know how NPAs are going to vote. I actually think they're going to favor President Donald Trump, especially with the heavy Jewish population in Florida that I think will be less Democrat than ever before, and the Hispanic and the Latino population, many of whom are registered Democrats that are now voting for Donald Trump in record numbers. So there is a confluence of very negative trends for Joe Biden. Low turnout in urban areas, high turnout in Republican strongholds, and also in the urban areas, a record amount of support for President Donald Trump. So what does this election actually mean? What are the stakes of this election? We've been through that at great length. I wrote a whole book on it called The MAGA Doctrine. But it's really a question of, should the most powerful people with the most amount of money be able to have such a predominant influence on the American political system and on your life that elections are nothing more than speed bumps towards their conquest to bring us towards globalism? Or is it possible to have a vessel, to have a fighter, to have a bodyguard that once was a member of the American ruling class, that in his own unique and unusual way can actually push back against the incredibly malevolent forces of the corporate elite? We're starting to see Democrats become increasingly nervous over what they're seeing. Nate Silver, for example, who I have been criticizing all week, I could not imagine. I said this earlier, I did not know what numbers he was analyzing, and it turns out he wasn't analyzing anything that we're not seeing. It's hard to believe he makes millions and millions and millions of dollars doing this. He said that he went from Trump having a 10% chance of winning, but now he said if Trump wins Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina, which he will, all of a sudden the race becomes 50-50. Biden has just lost his clearly favored rating from the 538 website at the last minute. They're hedging, everybody. Has this election cycle gotten you stressed out, worn down? If so, time to bounce back. What's the number one mineral to fight stress and fatigue? Magnesium. Before I even signed Bio-Optimizers, by the way, I have to tell you, I've been using magnesium before I go to sleep every night. It totally works. It's amazing. And there's no bad side effects. You wake up with so much energy. I want you to try a new dietary supplement of veggie capsules with me called Magnesium Breakthrough from my friends of the show, Bio-Optimizers. This is the magnesium supplement I recommend because it combines all seven essential forms of magnesium into one convenient daily dosage. Most magnesium supplements fail because they are not full spectrum. When you get all seven critical forms of magnesium, so many functions in your body can get upgraded. The supplements are designed to enhance focus, sleep, reduce inflammation, and improve your body's reaction to stress. It's really worked for me, so check out Magnesium Breakthrough with me. Take two pills a day with your evening meal, and you can reverse magnesium deficiency in all of its forms. Use promo code KIRK10 for 10% off any order. Go to biooptimizers.com/KIRK. That's biooptimizers.com/KIRK. Then use the promo code KIRK10 to apply the discount. Hey, Charlie, got to the polls at 5:30 a.m. this morning in Mesa, Arizona. By 6 a.m., there were 150 to 200 people in line. Got done voting by 6:15 a.m., and the line is even longer. Highly confident Arizona will go to Trump. Awesome. Charlie, I've never seen enthusiasm for a president that I'm seeing for President Trump. Young voters are getting out there for Trump. I could tell you of at least 118 year olds who were so ready to vote for the president. Well, that's different than what the media would tell you. And that is just in my little town of Rock Hill, South Carolina. That is happening everywhere. My coworkers say their kids and their friends are all voting for Trump in the Democrat city of Charlotte, North Carolina. Something is happening in this country, Charlie. I can't quite put my finger on it. Trump 2020. I'll keep your name anonymous so you don't lose your job. And that, by the way, just the fact I have to say that goes to show how I think all the polls are very, very misleading. Ohio for Trump. Jacob Wilson says the Ohio polls are looking good. I voted this morning for our great president, President Trump. First ever vote. God bless you. Send you a signed copy of my book because I said your name. I wasn't supposed to. Or maybe I screwed up the name. Joe Biden is in Pennsylvania today, and Joe Biden is actually violating a rule in politics. You never are supposed to do events on election day. You want your people at the polls. That's why President Trump is not doing any rallies today. No rallies at all. So why is Joe Biden in Pennsylvania? Because Joe Biden probably sees his internal modeling collapsing in Pennsylvania. That's why. Joe Biden is seeing his internals fall apart. Joe Biden is seeing lines in Oil City, in Erie, in Montoursville. So long, you would think that they're waiting to get into a college football game. No, no, no. They're going to go vote against you, Joe Biden, who wants to abolish fracking in the state of Pennsylvania. Today's crazy enthusiasm. Again, we are reading frontline reports from across the country. We have an amazing thing coming through here. Charlie, I own a pool service company in the Space Coast of Central Florida. Today, I drove from the south end of Brevard County to north end of our county working, and the enthusiasm I see on cars and random street corners in front of polling stations, people honking, has been all Trump. and I've only seen one thing, Biden, random here and there. People's houses and corners, it's just overloaded everywhere with flags. This is a former Democrat, by the way, who's emailing this to us. God bless you. Freedom@charliekirk.com. Email what you are seeing in real time. Hi, Charlie. I just finished voting in person here in Scottsdale, Arizona. God bless you. Thank you for listening and watching. I'm old school, so I always vote in person on the day of the election, so this is not my first rodeo. I've never seen the flood of people voting that I saw this morning. I wore my Trump hat, and all I received were high fives, thumbs up, big smiles, and compliments on my hat choice. Many of those positive responses were from middle-aged housewives. Trump is what he says, or she. Might have been anonymous. Hey, Charlie, I'm from Connecticut and see overwhelming support for Trump. Not sure if the state will ever be red, but my dad says he's never seen so much Republican support since Ronald Reagan. Love the show. By the way, if I read your email, you guys get a signed copy of my book, freedom@charliekirk.com. Franklin County, Ohio. First of all, thank you for what you do. My husband and I stood in line for 2 hours to vote in person early on November 1st, electronic, and it was a two-hour wait. Co-workers, all Trump supporters, suburban women, tried to vote first thing this morning. Polling stations had electronic systems go down and had to vote on paper. Long lines. Lines were long anyway, but made the wait worse. Did not vote. Will return after work, so stay tuned. That's not good news. But at least the enthusiasm is very good. Doug, that's all I'll say, says that there were 45-minute waits in rural Ohio. Very vocal about supporting Trump. I really hope this rural county turns out heavily for President Trump. Keep emailing us what you're seeing, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. We are getting live response and live reports from the front lines of our country. We are not seeing any enthusiasm at all whatsoever for Joe Biden. We are not seeing long lines where Joe Biden needs lines. We are seeing short lines, and that's it. In North Carolina, we are seeing super voters show up in real time. If anyone's in North Carolina right now, email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to hear what you guys are hearing and seeing on the front lines of North Carolina. You remember the 2000 election of Bush versus Gore? We commonly talk about the Florida results, hanging chads and just trying to figure out who won. But we don't talk about New Mexico. New Mexico, you might think. What happened in New Mexico? Al Gore won the state of New Mexico against George W. Bush. If George W. Bush would have won New Mexico, it would have been five electoral votes, and it very well would have been a deciding state. But why didn't George W. Bush contest the election in New Mexico? Well, how much was New Mexico actually decided by? Al Gore won New Mexico with 286,783 votes. George W. Bush had 286,417 votes. So 286,763 to 286,417. Now, I am not a math major, but that's about 360 votes, more 370 votes, I should say. Now it's 368. I'm just doing it right here in front of my. More or less. So if every single person watching this live stream right now and listening on the radio got one more friend to vote, you could definitely bring us over the top of what the New Mexico difference would have been. 537 votes determined Florida. 537 votes when there were millions and millions and millions of votes cast. And so if you think your vote does not matter, you're wrong. But even more than that, don't just sit back and just say, I did my part. I voted. I'm getting emails here of people from Ohio, from Florida, from Wisconsin. Go find somebody right now and say, look, we're friends. Go vote for Trump. Here's why. We are seeing record numbers for people voting for Trump. Freedom@charliekirk.com. I live in Minnesota, right along the border by Wisconsin, and I saw probably tens of thousands of people in a Trump train leading all the way from Minnesota to eastern Wisconsin. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen in 30 years of my life. We are getting frontline reports of people across the country that are voting. Hi, Charlie. Love your show and that all you do for the American people. I'm a mother of nine. God bless you. And I took my 19-year-old daughter to vote, first time in Wellington, Ohio. My husband went before me, and there was a line of 200 people. Okay, I got to say, I'm not going to say your name on air. I won't say your last name. Lisa, you win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, because she says this, quote, "We have 12 people voting for Trump from my family alone." That's pretty epic. Lots of Trump signs here in rural Ohio. Keep up the great work. I hope when this is all over, you get a chance to break. Only if we win. If we lose tomorrow morning, we're going to be back to work. We're going to be recalibrating battle plans. We got to save our country no matter what happens. But it's still within our grasp, everybody. Right here, right now, we can win this. If you believe that this country is the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world, and all the sacrifices before us were incredible gifts to preserve this republic, let's do something about it right now. I want to play cut 15 of Newt Gingrich making a pretty bold prediction. Play cut 15.
So far, at least, I think it's pretty clear that the odds are very high the president's going to win, and that, in fact, he'll win by a bigger margin than the Pennsylvania electoral vote. So yeah. While Pennsylvania may degenerate into a fight, it probably won't be central the way Florida was back in 2000.
Newt Gingrich believes that President Donald Trump will win convincingly. Let's play cut 12. Charles Payne has a really interesting point here. Play tape of Charles Payne.
Now, historically, what everyone should understand is that the S&P 500, 3 months into the election, has an amazing track record for predicting if the incumbent will win. Quite simply, if it's up, the incumbent wins. This has worked every single election going back to 1984 and 20 out of the last 23 election cycles. So that's a few decades that it's got a pretty good track record. The nuances of the market, Trace, energy has been on fire the last 4 days. Mm-hmm. That sort of says that people believe maybe Trump would pull it out.
Charles Payne is right. If the market is up, it usually tends to benefit the incumbent. And we are seeing a late break unlike anything we could have anticipated. People want their country open. They want their kids back in school. They want their businesses vibrant. They want us to have a brave and wise approach to the virus, not a cowardly and anti-scientific approach to the virus. We got an email right here. North Carolina voters are turning out in droves. Average wait about 1.5 hours. Better to wait in line today to cast your vote than wait in a bread line tomorrow if the Democrats get in office. Eddie, you win a signed copy of my book, The MAGA Doctrine. I'm just so impressed. Freedom@charliekirk.com. God bless you for that. So we have an email here. Is Biden not worried? No, Biden's very worried. The Biden campaign has just come out and they've reassured the media that there are multiple paths that they can get to victory even without Pennsylvania. Joe Biden's campaign manager, Jen O'Malley Dillon, remarked that Biden still has a pathway to victory even if he loses Pennsylvania and Florida, leading some to suggest this shows doubts are emerging over Democrats' chances in these crucial states. They should be worried. Let's play cut 21. Here's the president. He's a machine. Play cut 21.
I hear we're doing very well in Florida. We're doing very well in Arizona. We're doing incredibly well in Texas. I'm hearing we're doing well all over. I hear the lines are amazing. The lines have been amazing. And I think we're going to have a great night. We're going to have a great night.
Grace from, she's a college senior at a certain school in Ohio. I don't want her to lose her job or her career, but congratulations. You win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine. She's working the polls and watching the Charlie Kirk Show. So God bless you. She says she's handing out Republican slates like there's no tomorrow. Love hearing that in Cincinnati, right on the border of Cincinnati and Kentucky. We are getting incredible emails from people in Ohio. We have a lot of listeners in Ohio. God bless Ohio. By the way, Ohio has never not predicted a president for like the last 20 or 30 years. Something about the, I love Ohio. It's a beautiful state. It's phenomenal. Hey, Charlie, love the show. I'm 18 years old, newly registered voter in Cleveland, Ohio. My voting location is at our city recording center on the main road through Solon, Ohio. There was a Trump train that stretched 6 miles. 6 miles. I'm hearing a lot about technical issues, people that are having trouble voting. Let me just say this. If you hear of this, Make sure you publicize it. You guys can email us all the problems you are hearing and seeing, freedom@charliekirk.com. But you have a constitutional right to vote despite any of these technical issues. You sit down and you say, I am going to vote even if the machines don't work for a couple hours. A judge will probably extend it, okay? This is a usual thing, machines malfunctioning, all these sorts of games, all these sorts of things. So if this happens, do not back down. You have to vote. You stay right in line. You just say, I'm sitting here. I'm not going anywhere until I can vote. Don't allow them to say anything different, because we're getting a lot of emails about that. And I want to make it clear, if you hear that it's happening in your local area, still go show up. Do not allow that to deter you. Good afternoon, Charlie. I live an hour north of Detroit. My wife and I voted, and we had to wait about 45 minutes. Typically, there are no lines where we vote. We live in a rural area. Speaking with close friends is happening in neighboring districts as well. There might be something happening in this country, and Democrats, I don't think they're going to like it. Good afternoon, Charlie. My name is Andrew. I'm a senior at a certain school in Pennsylvania. I don't want to out you in case you might ever want to get a job in decent society. I got my entire family and my family friends, all six, to vote for Trump in Pennsylvania. This will never be a socialist country. Long live the USA. God bless the USA. God bless you. Hi, Charlie. I don't live in a swing state, but voter turnout has been higher than I've ever seen, Louisiana. That's a good thing. Let me tell you why. It's one of the most interesting things about being in politics and studying how trends work is that even though people are thousands of miles away from each other, they'll never meet each other. They'll never communicate with each other. They actually act with the same sense of urgency. That is what we call a wave election. So the fact that the lines are incredibly long in Louisiana, the people in Louisiana will think very similar to the people in the panhandle of Florida. They'll think very similar to the people in rural Arizona. It's a great sign saying they've never seen lines like this before. Hey, Charlie, just voted this morning in Mansfield, Ohio, and picked up my mom and two neighbors to all vote for Trump. Decent line, too. Drove back home to Akron, Ohio, and went by one of the polling stations to look empty in normally Democrat city of Ohio. I think the red wave has at least hit Ohio. Love your content, Peyton. God bless you, Peyton. I will say this. I am incredibly surprised at how many of you that are emailing us, freedom@charliekirk.com, that are voting today. That gives me great comfort. Here's why. We did really well with early voting, better than I would have thought we have done. The Biden campaign is now backpedaling, and they're saying, oh, we can win without Florida and Pennsylvania. The only way they win is if all of a sudden they steal a Georgia or North Carolina. I see no evidence that that is going to happen, or they steal an Arizona. Georgia looks good. Latest Georgia poll, that is the gold standard of Georgia, has us up 4 points. North Carolina is trending in the right direction. I think North Carolina is going to be a bloodbath tonight. I think it's going to be a fight. I think we might win North Carolina by 1 or 2 points, if that. Hi, Charlie. I love your show. I live in a small town in Connecticut where I have never had to wait to vote in the past. Today, my husband waited an hour and 45 minutes at 6 a.m. The support for President Trump is off the charts. There were multiple parades on Sunday to show support. Our little town of 9,000 had one with over 1,000 cars. It was incredible to watch. There were hundreds of spectators along the route as well, the route as well. I don't know if I agree that this is going to happen. In New York, just finished leaving from voting, saw a 3-mile Trump train in Westchester County, New York. Lines of hundreds of voters wearing MAGA hats. Could Trump win New York? I don't think so, but I wish he could. Too many people in Manhattan. Continue to email us, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Got a North Carolina email here. I live in southern North Carolina. Nearly everyone I know are voting, and not just for Trump, but all red. Good. You need to get rid of Cunningham, and you need to keep Tom Tillis in there, and you guys need a new governor in North Carolina as well. Here's the one unknown. The unknown is, how are the Philly suburbs going to vote? Because there's long lines in Philly suburbs. So if Trump can just not lose the Philadelphia suburbs dramatically, he'll win the state of Pennsylvania. If President Donald Trump can win center-right voters in the suburbs of Philadelphia, he wins everything. We have an email here. I'm right outside Philadelphia in Montgomery County, very important county, 6 polling stations. Democrat mayor, and they've shut down four of the polling stations, of course, to try to suppress the Republican vote. The lines are long, but the silent majority has been far less silent in our area. For every Biden-Harris sign, there are two Trump-Pence signs. I'm predicting a landslide in Pennsylvania everywhere, but the pandered Democrat city of Pennsylvania. Of Philadelphia, I'm sorry, not Pennsylvania. Checking in from Northwest Ohio, Northwest Iowa. My family's from Iowa. I love the state of Iowa. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. I live in a small community in Northwest Iowa. I did not vote for Trump in 2016, but cast my vote this year for Trump because we need to save our great country. This is where I think the pollsters are going to be so surprised, new Trump voters. There wasn't a huge line this morning when I went by, probably 30 or so people, but there's been an overwhelming amount of support in our area for Trump. My business is on a major highway, and the number of vehicles driving by with Trump signs and flags is something like I've never seen. I've attached a picture of that, Freddie from Iowa. God bless you for supporting our great president, because you're right. We do have to support our president, and we have to save our country. Let's play cut 13 of President Trump on Fox and Friends. Let's play cut 13.
At what point will you declare victory?
When there's victory, if there's victory, I think we'll have victory. I think the polls are, you know, suppression polls, and I think we'll have victory, but only when there's victory. I mean, you know, there's no reason to play games. And I think we'll have victory. I think we're, you know, I look at it as being a very, you know, a very solid chance at winning.
And President Donald Trump, if he sounds a little bit tired there, he should be. He's only done 22 rallies in the last 5 days. And it was like 6 a.m. where President Trump was doing Fox and Friends. Joe Biden's closing argument is rather bizarre. Let's play Joe Biden's campaign chief. I'm trying to figure out what. Oh, yeah. Let's play cut 20 here. Jen O'Malley Dillon. Doesn't really sound like there's a lot of confidence here. Play cut 20.
We believe that the level of data we have, all of the early vote that's in, and what we're going to see on Election Day is going to give us a very good sense of where we're headed, even if all the votes aren't counted. And again, as I just laid out, we know that some are going to come in early. But we're not really concerned about what Donald Trump says on election night. We're going to use our data, our understanding of where this is headed, and make sure that the vice president is addressing the American people.
So you contrast that with what the president is saying. And Joe Biden's campaign is all of a sudden backpedaling a little bit. They say they have multiple paths to the presidency without Pennsylvania or Florida because they're seeing exactly what we are seeing. They're not seeing massive urban turnout. The suburbs are trending President Trump's way, and the rural parts of Pennsylvania, of which a lot of Pennsylvania is rural, small town, collection of towns that are 50 to 60,000 people each, are retaliating against the Democrat superstructure that is trying to put forth a anti-American radical agenda. Let's play some more sound here as we are getting more and more emails of freedom@charliekirk.com of your experiences on the front lines of voting today on our day of election. Play cut 14, CNN. Love this one. Play cut 14.
We traveled to Allensburg, Pennsylvania, and we spoke to voters there in this very small town, particularly business owners, who say they will not survive if fracking does not exist.
President Trump has a more clear perspective on keeping fracking going with minimal regulations, where Biden in the past and through the campaign has kind of gone back and forth on what he wants to do.
It's almost like a domino effect, and it could just be disastrous in my eyes if, you know, first a pandemic and then fracking is banned.
At least CNN aired that. I have to give them credit for that. And so Pennsylvania could end up being the deciding state for this election. And it's because the Republican Party has become the working class party. Sagar from The Hill, he's a good guy. Let's play cut 11 on how President Trump has transformed the Republican Party into the party of the working class. Play cut 11.
Joe Biden likes to pretend that he is Scranton versus Park Avenue, Tucker. The truth is he is the party. He is the person who Park Avenue wants to become president of the United States. From Wall Street, from Silicon Valley, the richest people in America, not just in New York City, which donated more money to Joe Biden than any other state except for California. Three quarters of Donald Trump's money comes from zip codes with less than a median household income of $100,000. Donald Trump has actually transformed the Republican Party into the party of the working class.
Whereas Joe Biden is the party of the billionaires. I just got a great email here, which is why I think Donald Trump can win tonight. This is not going to be reflected in the polling. Listen to this email. It's from Idaho. Hi, Charlie. Thanks so much for your hard work. I have never felt the urgency to get up and vote, but this year nothing would stop me. I'm a first-time voter. I'm a grandma who would take a bullet for my president without a thought. The machines were messed up, and I had to stay there for 2 hours. After the line, normally, nothing gets me in a line. But today, I would have spent the entire day there. I voted Trump 2020. Email us your testimony and your stories, everybody, especially if you are first-time voters for President Trump. Freedom@charliekirk.com. Freedom@charliekirk.com. We're getting so many emails, by the way, of young people that are voting for the president. Get your friends to do the same, because so too many young people, I think, are going to go vote for Biden-Harris. But I'll be really surprised if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris replicate the Obama 2008-2012 numbers when it comes to younger voters. Good afternoon, Charlie. Love your show. First presidential election our family of four is able to vote. All for Trump in Florida. See dozens of Trump supporters waving flags at intersections in North Orlando. Honking and waving spurred negative but comical reactions from other drivers with Joe, Bernie, Hillary bumper stickers. However, I will unapologetically continue to show my support for our country and our president for more years. Hey, Charlie, thanks for all you do. My family of four voted all red this morning in Michigan. They're talking about how in Michigan they're seeing lines, they're seeing incredible amount of enthusiasm. We keep this up, everybody. We are going to win. Freedom@charliekirk.com. Freedom@charliekirk.com. Hey, Charlie, hope you're having a good day. I'm having a good day so far. We'll see how it ends. I'm Jason from St. Petersburg, Florida. I'm a first-time voter. God bless you. I went out and voted for the first time with my parents this morning. I've seen a lot of Trump supporters here in Florida. Just about every weekend, there's some sort of Trump rally or parade. I've been following and listening to you for some time now. Thanks so much. God bless you, Jason. I'll send you a signed copy of the book, freedom@charliekirk.com. This election will come down to whether or not we turn out and vote. Whether or not we turn out and vote. This is in St. Louis, Missouri. It took me about 2 hours to vote, 15 minutes to vote for President Trump and Missouri Republicans. The line was about 250 yards long with about 400 people. Everything was well organized. I'm pleased to hear that. First time voter in Iowa. Hello, Charlie. First time voter in the suburbs of Des Moines. My mom says she has never seen the polling place so packed. Saw a lot of Trump merchandise there. Good. And we need swing voters to head towards President Trump. So that's where it comes down to you. If you are a Trump supporter and you are in one of these states, make sure you maximize your influence with your friends to get people to turn out in record numbers to support President Trump. Many Democrat activists are planning riots, arson, and protest if things don't go their way tonight. Let's play cut 16 of leaked Zoom calls where they say, we put together a list where police stations are, where key government buildings are, where media outlets are, where Trump boosters are. We're talking about what it will take to surround the White House. How is this not insurrection? How is this not terrorism? Play cut 16. Here it is.
So we began to put together a list of things we want to know about in the city. So where are all the police stations? Because it's good to know where the police are. Where are all the key government buildings? Where are all the media outlets? Who are the Trump boosters? So we're talking about what would it take to surround the White House and have people do stuff. We can divide it up easily with affinity groups. We have to be willing to put our bodies on the line and take on some discomfort, sacrifice, risk in order to change things.
That woman should be arrested. She's talking about insurrection. Continue, play cut 17.
And I've been in conversations where people have never thought about having a gun or like, should I have a gun? But I think we have to know, and I'm going to talk a little bit in a few minutes about what do we do when guns are in the mix. So again, chaos is a soup by which change emerges. Let's get cooking.
And let's finish it by cut 18. I don't understand how this is not domestic terrorism. Play cut 18.
We are going to be in a crisis, but we want it to be one that we are creating. We want to make sure that we are on the offense and not the defense. We want them to be responding to us and us not responding to them. In a situation of a coup or an insurrection or an uprising, whoever's got the guns often can win. We should be clear. Huh. Like,
this is.
It's got to go. Trump's got to go. In order to achieve what they did, they knew they had to take over important government buildings. They knew they had to try and win over members of the police and army, and they had to protect each other. I think we don't have a lot of experience taking over government buildings, and we might need to think about that.
We need to think about taking over government buildings. That's domestic terrorism. By the way, this is a leaked call of Democrat operatives that are trying to plan what happens if things don't go their way tonight. They're going to burn down American cities. And if that is not reason enough for you to show up in record numbers, you cannot reward these people. This is Banana Republic social insurrection stuff. And the only thing that is going to prevent them from getting to power is you rising up right now in record numbers to go vote for President Trump. Email us your experiences, what you are seeing, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Hey, Charlie, I love your show. I'm a first-time voter in Minnesota. I had to vote early because I go to school in Iowa, but four more Trump votes for my family today in Minnesota. Minnesota is looking very good, by the way. Minnesota is looking very, very good. We can win. This is within striking distance if Republicans and patriots continue to vote. This is the email that I wanted to see. Red Lion, Pennsylvania. Polls were long this morning, around 1 hour late, and will be longer today. And it says here, I saw a picture of Amish boogies with Trump signs, which never happens. I have two boys, which their family will vote for Trump alongside their sister. That is in Pennsylvania, the critical battleground state of Pennsylvania. And that is Red Lion, Pennsylvania, which I believe is, yeah, it is the suburbs of right outside of York, Pennsylvania. That should be Trump country and should be solidly in support of President Trump. Black American voting red. Hello, Charlie. My name is Abraham. This is my first time voting red. All due to you and Candace. God bless you for saying that. I stopped watching the fake news and started educating myself. Now I'm actively working in Blexit as the Oregon State Director. I've been able to get 50 minorities so far off the Democrat plantation. God bless you. Thank you for helping me wake up as an American and believer in Jesus Christ. God bless you. Thank you. Email me again. We'll send you a signed copy of the book, freedom@charliekirk.com. You know what's really interesting is that black voters are going to rise up and support President Trump in record numbers. Record numbers. Yet it's the white liberals that call Donald Trump a racist, despite blacks and Hispanics loving Donald Trump, that are the ones that might determine this election. Every single vote matters, everybody. It's been an amazing journey doing the Charlie Kirk Show now for just about a year and a half. We have surpassed over 100 million downloads on our podcast. We're now syndicated on radio stations across the country. We come to you live on Facebook and YouTube every single day. I just want to say thank you to all of you guys. The work you've put in, the support you've given us at charliekirk.com/support. And for how many of these emails I'm getting of people that say you are first-time voters and that we have made an impact helping make sense of the news cycle of what is happening in our country. That means so much to us. That is why we do what we do. That is why we have given over 100 speeches in the last couple months. That is why we have started this radio program. We're doing two podcasts today. It's because of you. Hey, Charlie, I'm a 19-year-old college student, first-time voter in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I'll be honest, from the moment I woke up, I felt excited because I felt I had a chance to save the country. You're right, you did. And you chose correctly. You said you voted for Donald Trump. God bless you. God bless you, Charlie, and thank you for helping me get the confidence to speak out for the president in a way I would have never done a couple years ago. God bless you. That means so much. Please continue to email us, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Deep Blue Philadelphia. Hi, Charlie. I live 5 minutes north-ish of the Philadelphia city limits, an area that is supposed to be extremely blue. From what I'm seeing with yard signs and apparel in the polling line, looks like Trump will win the popular vote in my district and the rest of the area north and west of me. If that's true, then President Donald Trump will win re-election in 4 more years. It's that simple. Another Pennsylvania. Hey, Charlie, I'm a first-time voter. I voted today in Bowmansville, a little town with 9,000 people located in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. My parents will be voting red as well. When I got there, when the polls opened, I waited for an hour and a half. Watched a ton of people take Republican ballots. I saw one person take a Democrat ballot. Got to work and heard the same thing in Lillett's polling area and was packed, according to my boss. Pennsylvania is going to go red again for Trump. God bless you, Alex. Thank you for the update. Please continue to email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Georgia is looking good. Thank you for helping me convert a couple of friends from liberals into solid constitutional conservatives. God bless you guys. That's why we do what we do. Here in Georgia, it looks good for Trump. Lots of motivated Trump supporters everywhere. Along with playing the clips of leftists planning to subvert the reelection of President Trump, could you talk about the role the U.S. intel community is playing? If I had more time, I would. But let's just put it this way. President Donald Trump is up against interinstitutional forces to try to keep him in office because they want to silence you. They want to silence the American people. So this is it, everybody. It's the final countdown. People are voting all across the country. They are deciding whether they want America to go and commit an American suicide, or are we going to reassert the next century as the greatest in the history of our country. With the rest of the world locking down, we can open up. We can go back to prosperity. President Trump is ending the endless wars. He's negotiating peace between Israel, Bahrain, Sudan, and the UAE. President Trump is building the southern border wall. He's fighting for the forgotten people of our country. And President Donald Trump is a president for all Americans. He's a president for all people in our country. And he'll bring us back to greatness. And the opposition, Joe Biden, wants to lock down our country. He will pander to socialist voices. Kamala Harris will really be president. They will confiscate our weapons. This is a decision of whether or not we philosophically want to recharter the course of America to something that is dangerous, that is dark, that is uncertain. Or do we want to put our trust and our faith in, first and foremost, our national motto, In God We Trust, where we're a country that will fight for the least of these, those that can't fight for themselves in the womb? Do we want to be a country that wants to make our kids love America again? That and so much more is on the ballot right now. So take out your phone, everybody, and text all of your friends, peer-to-peer text message, your entire contact list. Put it on the line. Social media posts, pictures of you thumbs up with your Trump hats on. All of that matters right now. People need to see that. People need to hear that. Because this election right now very well might be the election we look back at and we say, we could have stopped the tyrannical socialist insurrectionist voices and forces from taking leadership in our country. President Donald Trump didn't have to do this. He ran to fight for you, to fight for us, to fight for those of us that want to see a strong America. The MAGA doctrine is one of ending the endless wars, finding peace, and putting our country first. Defending the unborn, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, 300 circuit court judges. He's had our back, everybody. Now it's time for us to have his. I pray by the time I'm talking to you tomorrow, I have good news to share. Please continue to email us your experiences, freedom@charliekirk.com. Don't be a spectator. In the couple hours that polls remain open, do something about it, everybody. It's time to rise up in record numbers and reelect our president, President Donald Trump. Talk to you tomorrow. God bless you, everybody.